From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Emily Polsander. If you're in the Salt Lake Valley, you might have seen a plane circling low above the city over the past month. It's part of a research project studying the atmosphere. KUER's Sean Higgins has more.
Tucked between multi-million dollar private jets out by the Salt Lake City Airport is a small twin-engine prop plane. It's flown by the University of Wyoming. They're here until the end of August to measure ozone levels in the state. It's a joint project between a half dozen stakeholders, including several universities, the Utah Department of Air Quality, and NASA. University of Montana PhD student Amity Dieters says the flights fill an important data gap.
We have a bunch of ozone ground monitors, and then we have satellites that can measure ozone columns in the atmosphere, but we don't have a lot of information about the in-between of that.
Ozone forms when pollution reacts with sunlight. One of those pollutants is wildfire smoke, just like the kind that's clogged the air in Utah this summer. That's what Colorado State University PhD student Brandon McGuire says he's most interested in.
It's interesting to know kind of how much smoke there is, how much that contributes to the composition of the atmosphere, and how much that could contribute to the ozone formation ultimately.
Researchers hope the data will help inform future air quality decisions. Final results of the study are expected sometime next year. Sean Higgins, KUER News.
Utah's fire season has been marked by burned trees. Several massive fires have blackened nearly 300,000 acres of woodland areas. Woodland areas are covered with shorter trees like juniper, pinyon pine, and gamble oak. University of Utah professor Phil Dennison says that hasn't happened before.
Going back all the way to 1986, having three large fires like this burning this much area, there are only seven fires since 1986 that have burned more than 60,000 acres.
Dennison says the Babylon Fire in San Juan County was a major contributor to the amount of burned woodland area. The silver lining is that fire can revive aspen and gamble oak, and it helps lodgepole pines that need fire for their pine cones to open and release seeds. Consumer confidence levels are low nationwide, but in Utah, sentiment is up a tick. KUER's Ashley Orduña has more.
After 2 months of dropping confidence levels, Utahns are feeling slightly better about the economy. Zions Bank reported that sentiment inched up about 1% in July. That slight boost still isn't reaching last year's levels, though. And overall, the country is not feeling great about higher prices for gas and groceries. Americans' confidence in the economy fell after gas prices rose with the war in Iran. Zions Bank economist Robert Spendlove says the Utah results could mean people are optimistic for the future and adjusting to the initial shock of the current economic reality. Ashley Orduña, KUER News.
Black bears are extra active in Utah these days. That's because they're looking for food during the state's ongoing drought. The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources says there's been an uptick in encounters with hungry bears. The agency has some tips for campers. Keep food packed up when you're not eating, wipe down picnic tables, and don't leave grease drippings on stoves and grills. Even scented things like deodorant can attract bears, so put those away too. And get rid of trash in bear-proof containers. If you encounter a black bear, stand your ground and make yourself look bigger by raising your arms and standing tall. You are listening to KUER News.